The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A tiny thought for you for the day. Here in the season of Advent, we focus on preparing our hearts for the coming of Jesus. But it's a fair question to ask, what does that mean? Preparing your hearts for the coming of Jesus. What does that mean? That's the question I try to answer every Advent. And it means several things. Here in the early part of Advent, we focus on the fact that Jesus Christ is coming again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. When he comes again, he's not going to come as a baby. He's not going to come in weakness. He's not going to come in vulnerability and to make of himself a sacrificial offering. He's going to come in power. He's going to come in glory. And he's going to come to judge the living and the dead. Now, I don't expect that's going to happen anytime soon, okay? I don't expect that's going to, of course, he told us it's going to happen in an hour when you least expect, so watch out, okay? Could happen in the next 5 minutes. But he told us to be ready. And so in this time of Advent, we focus on that, to be ready. But let's look at a different way in which we prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ. And this one I think is most important. Spiritually speaking, Christ wants to come into the specificity of our lives in a spiritual sense. He wants to become incarnate again, to act through your flesh and blood. And that's something we have to prepare for. That will of Christ is the reason why you are where you are in life. It's the reason why you're with this family. It's the reason why you're in this home. It's the reason why you're with these people. It's the reason why you're in this school. It's the reason why you're in this place of work. It's to these people that Christ wants to come through you. You didn't choose the time in which you were born. Christ chose it. You ever stop to consider how very little in life you have any control over? Couldn't choose your parents. You couldn't choose your children. Those of you who have children, you'll be happy to know that I don't, right? But very, very little in life that you get to choose. Christ chose these people. Christ chose this time. Christ chose this place. And he wills to be made present once again through you. Now, the one thing that makes that possible is our humility. Humility is Christ's point of entry into the world. It's why he was born of a humble virgin. It's why he was born in straw poverty in Bethlehem. The only way Christ comes into the secret recesses of our heart is through humility. And you want to prepare for the coming of Christ? We grow in this beautiful virtue. So you hear the story here on the first Monday in Advent of the centurion of Capernaum has so much faith that he amazes Jesus. It's the only time in the scriptures in which Jesus is ever said to be amazed by anybody. Consider for a moment that the reason why he has so much faith is because first he has so much humility. Humility is the soil in which every virtue grows. a man of considerable power, a man of considerable influence, a man who's used to barking out commands and getting his way, knows quite well the power of God. And empty of himself, he has that faith because he has that humility. And look at what happens. Look at the healing that Christ brings into the world because of him. That's a virtue that we want to focus on building and growing in here in the season of Advent. Went to speak to a woman who was dying. And she told me words, I've never forgotten the way in which she said these words. She says, "Don't be sad for me. This isn't my life. This is Christ's life." That's the attitude we need to have. That's the humility that lets our Lord be born into the world. This isn't my life. It's not my day. It's not my hour. It's not my free time. It's not my plans. This whole thing is Christ's life. One question: what does he want me to do with it? That is the way in which we prepare for the coming of Christ in the world, which becomes incarnate, so to speak, once again, through us, in which his light shines, in which his glory, his love, and his truth are made known. Amen.